Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Ladies Seeking His Face. I am your host, Evangelist Charlene Stock. And I want to thank you for tuning in to today's show. God is awesome and amazing. And if it had not been for him, I don't know where I would be. Thank you again for tuning in to the Ladies Seeking His Face. I'm your host, Evangelist Charlene Stock. And I want to thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. I broadcast normally live and direct from our home church, but today I am at our home in Belvoir, and I'm glad to be here today, and I'm lifting up the name of Jesus anyway, because he is awesome and amazing. If it had not been for him, I don't know where I'd be, but because of Jesus, I am grateful and I am glad. Let's just go forward into today's broadcast. Listen, our presiding bishop and pastor is Apostle Ryan Stock. Our church is located, let me click on that. Our church is located at 1007 West Austin Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina. You can find us on the web at www.tjsm.org. You can email us at goldjesusnow@aol.com. You can call us at 252-689-6172. You can listen to our broadcast at 1-605-781-9704. That's via audio now. And again, our presiding bishop, our pastor, my programming engineer, and my husband is Apostle Lonnie Stock. He is the inspiration for this show. He's the inspiration and the host of the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, which broadcasts he's on TV, he's on radio, he's in New York, he's down here in Greenville. Every avenue that is available to spread the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ, Apostle Lonnie Stock is the host that loves you the most. He is the one directing you to make Jesus Christ your choice. He did it 40 years ago, and there's no turning back for him, and he is encouraging every soul in the world to do the same. And so therefore, I'm here today as an inspiration from him to do the same, to let you know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So as a product of the Jesus Saves Ministry, we have Ladies Seeking His Face. So today I'm here, and I want to share the word with you for a moment to let you know that God is our refuge. The subject for today is God is our refuge. That's my subject. God is my refuge. That's my subject. God is my refuge. In the time of struggle, in the time of disappointment, in the time when you don't know what to do, you're going to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, because you never know what's happening. You never know what's going to go on. But one thing you do know, one thing you're always sure of, and this is something our bishop always teaches us, is, and he actually just got a message on Wednesday, my expectation comes from God. And then last night, he taught this profound message as well. He taught us in Friday Night Deliverance, your future is bright. And he taught us out of Revelation, which was wonderful. And then he came back from Psalms 30. If you don't have the DVD, you need to get the DVD, call the church and get the DVD. The service last night, and then the Bible study on Wednesday, and then between, and in between on Thursday, we gave our breakfast and we shared about what we're thankful for. And I mean, it was really, it's really been amazing in the service. What's going on? So God is my refuge is our subject today, and we're going to be coming out of Psalm 9. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word. We thank you for this opportunity to share your word with your people. And we thank you for an opportunity to lift your name up, because the name of Jesus is above every name. At that name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If it had not been for the Lord who's on our side, we don't know where we'd be. But Lord, because of you, we're here today, and we're pointing everyone to you, because you're our refuge, our source, and you're our refuge. Amen. So today, we're going to go right into Psalm 9. We're going to go right into Psalm 9. So Psalms chapter 9, we're going to start at verse 7. The New Living Testament, the Bible says, but the Lord reigns forever, executing judgment from his throne. So that's important. First and foremost, we need to realize that it's God who's in charge of everything. It says, but the Lord reigns forever, executing judgment from his throne. So he's the one that's in charge, and he's sitting in the throne. Even though we go through struggles, even though we go through trials, even though our body gets tired, our body is in pain, situations arise, we don't know where they come from or where they go through, relationship issues, body issues, spirit issues, we got to realize one thing, and one thing that's very important. The Lord reigns forever, executing judgment from his throne. Our presiding bishop has been teaching from Psalms 119 all week. He's been teaching, obey God's word and you will be blessed. So it's important to understand that as long as God reigns and we obey his word, we'll be blessed. And God is the one that's executing judgment. So regardless of how people feel about us and how situations come up, God is still in charge. And he's been teaching, he also taught this thing, in Bible, in noonday prayer, and he's been teaching us in Bible study this, that the devil, and I really never thought about it this way, when it says the devil is an accuser of the brethren, he says the devil goes to God, situations come in our lives, right? And he says the devil goes to God and says, Lord, they're going to walk away from me. They're going to walk away, just watch. And then the devil comes back to us and he whispers in our ear, God ain't with you or she wouldn't be going through this. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. He says, don't worry. God is going to go. God is not with you or she won't be going through this. And he goes back to God and says, see, as long as they go through this, after a while they're going to walk away, God. They don't trust you. They don't see you. They ain't with you. And this is what the devil does. And situations come to us. But we got to keep realizing that the Lord is the one who's in charge. The Lord is the one who reigns forever. And he's constantly executing judgment from his throne, even in the midst of our struggles. And the Bible goes on to say in Psalms chapter 9, verse 8, he will judge the world with justice. He won't see us wrong. And rule the nations with fairness. God is fair in what he does. He said, I don't think that's right. But don't worry about how people treat you. Don't worry about how? See, that's why God is my refuge. When I'm having issues, I go to God. I go to the Word because I know that God will teach you fair. And God will have you. God will tell you to do things right. You know, if you go to a friend might have an opinion, or they might get their opinion or what they tell you may be influenced by how they feel about a person. But God's judgments are not opinionated. He rules in fairness. That's why he tells us just forgive. That's why he tells us just love. Because they're not opinionated. They're just fair. Okay? And the Bible goes on to say, in the next scripture, in verse 9, Psalms chapter 9, verse 9, the Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. So when you don't know which way to go, and when you don't know which way to turn, what you do is you just go straight to God. You cry on his shoulder. You lean and depend on him. You know, Thanksgiving is a very difficult time for a lot of this season is, I know it's a time we like to tell people a lot of things we have to give thanks for. And, you know, Christmas is coming up and it's the birth of Jesus Christ. But for some reason, you know, a lot of people lose loved ones. And a lot of people have lost loved ones. People lose mothers and fathers and children and very dear ones. And this time of season is kind of, like for us, Thanksgiving, I mean, my dad was the staple of the family. He's the one that made the turkey. He's the one that made his signature dressing. He's the one that made the the crust for the sweet potato pie. So I mean, you don't see Thanksgiving without my dad being in the kitchen. He was a very like active person in Thanksgiving for us. And my dad not being, every time Thanksgiving rolls around, you know, dad would be making. I mean, we made turkey even though 9 times out of 10, nobody really liked turkey. But my dad made turkey in that same speckled pot. I mean, it was just what Thanksgiving was. It was just the same. And he cooked it all night long. I never understood. I mean, but it's just like he'd just get up and baste that thing all night. We got to go to church in the morning. He's just a basting all night long. We're going to church. I mean, it's just what he did. And then the oven was his. There was no cooking in the oven until church was done. And he got to do the giblets and all this stuff. And, you know, it's just what it was. And for a long time, that time of year, it's hard for us to do Thanksgiving, you know. And a lot of people feel the same way. But you have to understand that as long as God is on the throne, you can take those feelings. And instead of becoming, allowing this season to be a depressed time, this time of year can be a thankful time because the Bible says to be absent from the Bible, be present with the Lord. So you can go to God and share those feelings with him and allow him to be your comforter and allow him to be your refuge. I mean, Christmas time, for a lot of people, is very difficult. This season, a lot of people go through depression. You know, they lose fathers. I mean, my children struggle at Christmas because, you know, their dad gave them. There's a certain way their dad did Christmas and all that. But, you know, God has to be your refuge and your source because people can't fill those voids that you have. People can't fill those voids that you have in your life. You try to fill it, but you really, God has to do that. He's a shelter for the oppressed. Those who have been pressed down by feelings that you really can't explain. You can't explain those feelings. And people try to, you have friends that really truly love you, but they can't really feel what you feel. So you really have to share them and have to have God listen. The Bible goes on to say, and the important thing to understand is that first verse that God is on his throne. And he's willing. That's the important part. When it says in verse 9 that the Lord is a shelter, that means that God is, he's established a place for you to come and bring those feelings, bring how you feel, bring what you have to him. And he's a refuge, which means he's ready, he's waiting. The Bible says also in verse 10, those who know your name trust in you for you, O Lord. Do not abandon those who search for you. When you search for him, you will find him. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. This is your opportunity. those who know your name, in Psalms verse 9 and 10 from the New Living Testament, the Bible says, those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. I know God's name, and that's why I trust in him. I trust him to soothe those things that are going wrong in my life. I trust in him to guide me when I need him. I trust in him to be a refuge. I trust God. You know, I look at the word refuge, and what it says is a condition of being safe or sheltered. Sheltered. A condition of being safe or sheltered from pursuit, danger, or trouble. When you feel like you're in trouble. People, I mean, depression is a very serious thing, and that's trouble. But God says he will be your refuge. I told someone this week, and I told them, I said, listen, pray. Prayer works. Go to God. And this is a very serious situation, and you need to go to God. When you have very tough feelings, and these feelings, you just can't let them go, don't harbor them. But pray and share them with God. And I mean share them. I share sincere feelings with God. I really do. I really share my sincere feelings with God. Even though it seems like I can't share with them with anyone else. The Bible says in verse 10, those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. That means you consult him. You want to talk to him. Look at what it says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26. Those who fear the Lord are secure. He will be a refuge for their children. So he's not just a refuge for you, but he's also a refuge for your seed. Those who fear the Lord are secure. We're secure in him. He will be a refuge for their children. He's a refuge for them. That means he's a place of safety when even our children get in trouble. That's what happens when we fear the Lord. God told David, as long as there's a seed, there will be someone. He took care of David's household, and David said, but look, I ain't no good. But God, because of David, took care of David's children. We have to do the same. The Bible goes on to say in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, the eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. And this is the New Living Testament. He drives out the enemy before you. He cries out, destroy them. The eternal. See how God is described? The eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting, eternal arms are under you. He drives out the enemy before you. He cries out, destroy them. This is what God says. God cries out. He drives out that enemy. That's why he's your refuge. While he's protecting you, he's also fighting off your enemies and driving them out. That's why you have to come in for safety. He cries out, destroy them. To your enemy. This is from Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 27. Look at what it says in Psalms 122, verses 4 through 5. In verse 4, it says, I look for someone to come and help me, but no one gives me a passing thought. See, this is what happens when you look to people and not to God. This is Psalms 142, verse 4. No one will help me. No one cares a bit what happened to me. This is what the songwriter wrote. I look for someone to come and help me, but no one gives me a passing thought. No one will help me. No one cares a bit what happens to me. But look at what it says in the next verse, in verse 5. Then I pray to you, O Lord. I say, you are my place of refuge. You are all I really want in life. The psalm writer said, Lord, I pray to you. You are my place of refuge. You're the one that I come to. It's very difficult when you try to go to people But when you go to God, you find out that's where your true refuge is. It's not being troubled. Sometimes it's just that sometimes people don't understand. It's not that they don't want to, but it's quite very difficult sometimes for them to see exactly where you're coming from. That's what it is. But then you pray to God and you say, Lord, it's you. You're my refuge. You are all I really want in life. And that's when you feel the hand of God move in your life. It's very important that you realize that God is first. It's a problem when you start putting people first and not God first. That's essential. You have to put God first. When you put God first, you see things in your life change. People put cars first, house first. You know, I will go to church today, but I got to take care of my car. I would go to church today, but I would go down to the church house and help out the pastor. But, you know, I got to go get this stuff taken care of. You know, I really got to get chimney sweep swept. You know, I got to prep the house for the winter. I got to put up my Christmas decorations. I would help the church people, but I got these other things that that's going on around my house. But you really need to take care of God's house first and put God first. And you'll see the things around your house will get taken care of. I would help other church people, but, you know, now, the Bible says that I pray to you, O Lord, and say, you are my place of refuge. You are all I really want in life. When you put God first, you'll find out that things that are in your life begin to come into place. They'll begin to get in order because that's when you put God first. A lot of times when things happen in life, you realize those things that I was so concerned about is not as essential as I thought they were. Things happen. You know what? You get a flat tire, and guess what? That rush that you were trying to get to home, the important thing becomes a flat tire. That thing that you were really trying, I was really trying to get home, the back on the carpet. Oh, but I got a flat tire. You know what? The flat tire becomes really essential, and the carpet at home is not that important anymore. See, I learned that. I got sick, and I realized, you know what? Vacuuming the floor at home was really as essential as I thought it could be. Once I got sick, it was Psalm 119 last night, and it was 65 to 72 we were reading last night, and the psalmist said, once I was afflicted and I come to learn your law, it was good that I was afflicted because I came to trust you more. It was somewhere around there, and what it was is I came to trust God even more. I came to understand and obey his precepts more. Because you know what? I realized that all those things I was really, really worried about was hustle and bustle. You know, once I got sick, I'd get in the house and I'd be so happy to sit in the chair that, you know what? It really wasn't that important where I was going. I was so happy to just come and sit in the chair. I was so happy to get in God's house. I was so happy to read his word. You know, all that hustle and bustle I had wasn't really all that hustle and bustle. I wouldn't have to go out on Saturday like I wanted to. You know, I'm just happy to just be home. You know? Because the truth of the matter was, God was all I really wanted in life. All those people I was really overwhelmed and concerned about, they couldn't even help me. I don't think it was for lack of wanting to. It was just that they really couldn't. Healing was the children's bread, and it was God's ability to do it. So let me go on. Psalms chapter 9, verse 7 to 10 from the Message Bible. I have to tell y'all, I really like the Message Bible because the Message Bible makes it just like, it just goes straight to the point, straight clear, no holds barred. And it's just, if you don't understand the Message Bible, you're just really trying not to understand the word. It's basically it. The Message Bible says, Psalms chapter 9. And you know what? You know why I really like this psalm? Because it started out, and I was reading it, It starts out, and this is how I got to the refuge part. It starts out with, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. That's how I got to understanding how God is my refuge. Because I start out praising him, and I show forth and tell of all his marvelous works. And then I realized as I was praising him, that even when I'm in trouble, I still come to him. I praise God all through all the good times, and then when I'm in trouble, I still go to him. I don't slack back, but I continue to press to him. I continue to seek him. I continue to seek, and I encourage you to seek him as well. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 9, verse 7, and from the Message Bible, God holds the high center. He sees and sets the world's mess right. The next verse says, he decides what is right for us earthlings, gives people their just deserts. So stop trying to figure out and fix people. Let God do it. The Bible goes on to say, from the Message Bible, in Psalms chapter 9, verse 9, God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. And then verse 10 says, the moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry, you're not. The moment you arrive in God's sanctuary, you relax. You're never sorry that you knocked on his door, because God is your sanctuary. I'm never sorry when I come to God. I'm never sorry when I come to God, because the Lord is my refuge. God is my place of refuge. God is the one I run to. God is the one I can lean on. He's dependable. He's good. The Lord is good to me. And if you sit back and realize, even in this time of year, this time it seems like depression is at an all-time high. People get so distressed. I mean, Black Friday. You know, I didn't even realize yesterday was Black Friday. I remember my man, I'd be like calling to shopping. Oh, I got to run to the store. I got to run to that store. I remember me and my mother, man, we was in North Carolina one year visiting my grandparents. Man, we were sitting up outside of, I think, Belk or something. It was like, oh, might have been Walmart, actually. Like 5 o'clock in the morning, sitting up drinking coffee, waiting for them to open. One year, ooh, crazy. I didn't even know yesterday. I didn't realize yesterday was Black Friday until I came by Best Buy, and their parking lot was full. I was like, oh man, today is Best Buy. Black Friday. I forgot. I'm over it so much though. You know, okay, that's what I want for Christmas. I said nothing. I really don't want anything for Christmas. I really just like to love and be loved. That's how I feel about Christmas this year. I want to just Thanksgiving. I didn't even cook a turkey this year. I'm not a turkey eater. I tried to get turkey wings, ain't happening. Other than that, it's not even about. I had the greatest time at breakfast with my husband and the church family. That was like the best part of Thanksgiving for me. I had a blast, a full ball. I really did. That was the best part. To me, if we can just spend time with loved ones and love and be loved, that is the greatest time to me. You only get one life. And to love and be loved and love God and serve God in the beauty of holiness, tell of his great works, share how good he is, and you can go in and he's your refuge in time of trouble. Not people, but God. And you'll see how great life really is. My name is Evangelist Charlene Stock. This is Ladies Seeking His Faith. I encourage you in this season not to be depressed or distressed. Go to God and let him be your refuge. Meet us tomorrow. It's the last Sunday in the month at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina. I am a proud member of the Jesus Days Ministry, 1007 West Arlington Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. Find us on the web at tjsn.org, email us at gojesusnow@aol.com. I'm proud to say our presiding bishop, pastor, mighty man of God, and my husband is Apostle Lonnie Stock. Y'all have a blessed day in Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day. Trust in God and let him be your refuge. I'm going out with, had to cry sometimes. God bless you and enjoy.
I had to cry sometimes. So much trouble. gold.